Saturday, June 7th. Note to self. The next time Mom says, "Hey, Nikki, let's have some quality girl time with just you and me," suggest a movie, or frozen yogurt, or getting our nose hairs painfully plucked out one at a time, but not a mother-daughter yoga class. I mean, I have nothing against yoga. I'm sure it's great for some people. Maybe I'll even enjoy it myself one day. But today was not that day. Mom wanted to unwind from an unusually stressful week at work and had a 2-for-1 coupon for this new yoga studio in our neighborhood. I didn't have anything better to do, and since I almost never get time with just my mom, I said yes. Big mistake. I knew it the moment we walked into that place. All the women wore fancy exercise clothes that matched their yoga mats. They just stared at us and whispered to each other. Probably because Mom was wearing a ripped, tie-dyed t-shirt and faded gym shorts from her college days. It was quite obvious these ladies didn't want us in their class. I got a huge knot in my stomach when I realized they were just like the CCPs, cute, cool, and popular kids, at my middle school, but all grown up. Mom's eyes glazed over as she swayed to the weird New Age music and inhaled the lavender sage incense. I totally ignored my primal urge to run out of there screaming. Everyone in the class had their own fancy yoga mats in fancy yoga bags, but we pulled two from a pile in the corner. Yep, dusty, germy mats covered in other people's sweat that smelled like dirty gym socks stuffed with pickle relish. Just great. I was expecting the instructor to be a slender young lady in her 20s, but I was way off. She was older than my mom, with a super athletic body and her long gray hair in a braid. Mom eagerly unrolled her mat at the front of the room right next to the instructor. "Mom," I whisper shouted, "since we're new, I think we should probably be in the back." But what I really meant was, "Mom, do we really want to publicly humiliate ourselves by being front and center so everyone can laugh at us?" "Actually, Nikki, we're beginners, so the closer we are to the instructor, the better," Mom said cheerfully as she waved hello to everyone.
"Your mom is right," the instructor smiled. "Just do what you can, and always remember to breathe," she said calmly.
I snorted and then turned it into a cough. Breathe? Did she actually think I would forget to breathe? Who does that? My thoughts were rudely interrupted when two students entered the room.
"Hello, ladies," our instructor chirped.
"Why don't you set up over here by our newcomers?" she explained proudly to Mom and me.
"They're my star students. Just keep an eye on them and you'll learn the perfect technique."
OMG, you'd never guess who's a super advanced yoga student. Mackenzie Hollister. That's who. And apparently, her mom. They sashayed over together with matching mats, towels, water bottles, and duffel bags. I was pretty sure Mackenzie's yoga pants cost more than my mom's car.
I am so not lying. Mackenzie wrinkled up her nose at me like my yoga mat was old, dirty, and smelled really bad. Well, okay, all of that was true. But still, Mackenzie is such a big fake. She gave me a phony smile and placed her mat near mine. For some reason, she pretended to be nice, probably because her guru was watching.
Okay, everyone, let's warm up, the teacher said.
I had barely managed to bend over when Mackenzie immediately began to pose her body into shapes no human body was meant to make. I hated to admit it, but she was amazing.
Whoa! Mackenzie is awesome at yoga.
Her mother was pretty good, too.
Very nice, Mackenzie, our teacher said.
But as soon as the teacher turned her back, Mackenzie rolled her eyes at me. I almost fell over on my mat, but not because of Mackenzie. I got a huge, very painful cramp in my leg. Now remember what the teacher said about not forgetting to breathe? I'd only been in the class for about 10 minutes when I totally forgot to breathe.
OMG, do you have any idea how hard yoga is?
First of all, this was some kind of torture yoga where they make the room really warm like a sauna. Soon I was sweating buckets. That seemed dangerous. I could slip in a puddle of my own sweat and rupture my spleen. Second of all, I thought yoga was sitting cross-legged, quietly meditating while humming the word OM like they do on TV. Sorry, but it's not. So don't believe the hype. I was screaming, "Ow, that hurts!" in my head while I tried to do all the weird, uncomfortable poses. Within minutes, I was in so much pain, I thought I was going to die. My mom was struggling too, but she had that fierce, determined look on her face like she was not going to give up. So I decided not to give up either. Especially in front of Mackenzie. Until I had a little situation during yoga class. OMG, I thought I was going to die. Not from pain, but embarrassment. I really don't want to stop writing in the middle of this diary entry, but my mom just called me down for dinner. I'll try to finish this tomorrow. I just hope we're not having leftovers again.